talk about the player you signed on Saturday. That's what's going to bring the program.
The thing I like about Hub is he's a talented athlete who can play essentially four different positions on the floor. And he can shoot the three, he can make a play off the dribble. He's 225, so he's got a body. He handles it, and he can defend and rebound. So there's a lot of things that he can do. It gives us a lot of flexibility.
What do you say to people that say you're taking a risk with this?
I feel like in this case, we've done our homework and feel really good about him. I mean, he made a mistake 8 years ago. I mean, if he made it 8 weeks ago, I think it'd be a lot different. But 8 years ago, I think he's proven himself over that period of time.
Would it say something, the fact that you're pinning your rebuilding for, you're pinning a lot on this kid? I mean,
I don't think I'm looking at him as somebody who's got to come in and you know, be first team all Big Ten right away.
He's
a good player.
His reputation.
Yeah, I feel like this is a young man who, in our opinion, as we've done our due diligence, has proven himself to be a good person. You know, it's unfortunate what he did, and he admits what he did, and he feels bad about it, and he paid for it dearly. And, it's time to move on and let him live his life and give him an opportunity.
What would you say to people, critics from left field, who just read the particulars and are getting all over the program and you for taking this risk? What would you say to them?
I would say just give him a chance and get to know him like I did. I think that's all you can ask, is if somebody would be open-minded enough to watch him interact with his teammates and see what kind of person he is before you make a decision. You know, don't make one based on something you heard about and you know that he did 8 years ago.
Do you look at him as a backup point guard potentially?
Well, I think he can play the point.
Yeah.
You know, we have a number of different handlers, more so than we had last year, because Josh Oglesby can play the point, Hub can play the point, obviously Marble can play the point, and obviously Bryce can. So I feel like we've got a lot of handlers.
Along those lines, like, how much do you value versatility then, in knowing that you can have guys play other positions? Because that seems to be the theme, like, with your
It does a number of things. Number one, it enables us to play the way we want to play. But number two, it helps you absorb injury, sickness, anything along those lines. We've clearly got more depth than we had last year. And, we're not done yet.
You talk about how you want to play at faster pace, and you didn't quite have the depth, and you mentioned that. But do you feel now that you can go to space? Will you be playing some three guard a lot?
Well, the other thing is, I mean, now you look at Hub, he's an older guy, obviously. He's 225. You have... You know, Devin Marble is going to be a completely different player next year, as is Basabi, as is Cartwright. Gatons and Cartwright will be seniors. Eric May will be a completely different player. He's having a fabulous spring. Brommer and Archie are going to be seniors. They're going to be different players. So physically, from a maturity standpoint, we're going to be dramatically different. Plus, they're going to know our system and how we do things and be better able to function under pressure, having been through it. So, you know, I feel good about the team we've put together, and you know, like to add another piece.
Do you worry at all about Anthony at other arenas like Illinois, the Izzone, or whatever? Do you think being the fact that he is?
I think it's a strength that, you know, he's not going to rattle when we go on the road. I think after you've been in prison, I don't think there's much that makes you nervous.
You can't say you're a young team now, Andy.
No, we can't. We're not. I could, but you wouldn't buy it.
You won't buy it. So you said another piece.
What's the gut feel for you? I mean, you only get to know guys so much in a recruiting process.
Well, I think, first of all, I have a lot of respect for Dave Miller. And I know Dennis Helms. That was his coach at Odessa. And both gave him ringing endorsements. And then my first conversation with him was very thorough, very direct, and very satisfying for me, as was his meetings with the folks that he met when he got here, Gary Barta, Fred Mims, you know, folks like that, that really wanted to spend time with him to make sure that we knew who we were talking to and he was who we thought he was. And he just consistently is someone that, you know, when you first meet him, you would never believe that he actually did this. And he's very likable. And very thankful and very appreciative of this opportunity. You know, it's incredible to think that he's, you know, he still had the dream, as most people would have given up, and the fact that he was able to fulfill that dream is really something that's amazing.
The January incident, I know it didn't lead to anything. Did that concern you at all?
No, you know, I don't want to get into all the facts, but I know the facts. Yeah, it was nothing. If it was anything at all, we would have walked away.
You mentioned another piece. Would you like to eat that pretty quick and wrap this up?
I would.
Are you still going to stick with one, sign just one more, or there's still maybe two?
One for sure. But there's another. We still have another scholarship. So if the right situation presented itself, whether it be another player who's in high school, another junior college player, or a transfer, we would do it. But otherwise, we'll carry it to next year.
You keep going through. I mean, there are kids that straggle like Bryce did into the summer.
Yeah, we keep looking. We keep looking, and there's transfers out there. There's still coaching vacancies, and you know the right piece. Again, I would say it's less likely. Assuming we sign one more, it would be less likely that we would use the last one. But if the right person presented itself that had the kind of qualities we're looking for, we would pull the trigger. And that's the beauty of having one. We can carry it to next year and, you know, essentially end up balancing our classes.
Did you expect to add another piece this week?
I hope so, yeah. Yeah.
How about tomorrow?
Be a good day. Yeah, be a good day.
Yeah. How different is this for you a year later? I mean, after hiring the year?
Oh, it's a lot different. You know, I'm much more comfortable. And, you know, when I go into this room, there'll be a lot of people that I recognize, whereas a year ago I didn't recognize anybody really. But it's just amazing to me. I mean, no matter how many times you go through it, that every place you go has this kind of interest and support and your love for the Hawkeyes, and that's what it's all about.
What's been the reaction that you've gotten from other people in the past few days ever since the announcement came?
You know, I haven't gotten much. You know, I really haven't. So I think over time I will. And I think, it, you know, a lot of people will be very supportive and some others won't. I mean, I'm realistic about that.
Are you way ahead on your recruiting the 212 or 12 class?
Way ahead in the sense that we got one in the books.
Yeah, right.
It was pretty good. And then, you know, we've got a lot of prospects now that we have relationships with. You know, that's the key. Rather than just calling them and saying, hey, you want to come to Iowa? They know who we are. We know their parents and their coaches and their AAU coaches and all that. So that, from that standpoint, we are way ahead. But until you get them, that doesn't matter.